This is a short version of Reno Center, February 7, 2021. این ورژن کوتاه شده جلسه رینو هست، 7 فوریه 2021.
So first we'll read the quote from Sai Baba. The Atma is the source and spring of all joy and peace. This has to be cognized and dwelt upon. Without this cognition, human life is an opportunity that is lost. One has to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. The quantities of food consumed, the hours of sleep spent in bed, the riches earned and enjoyed add up to a colossal waste if the main purpose of life is neglected.
اتما منبع و سرچشمه همه خوشی ها و صلح است. این چیزی است که باید شناخته شده و بر آن سکنا شود. بدون این شناخت زندگی انسان فرصتی به هدر رفته است. فرد مجبور است دوباره و دوباره به این بیابان بیاید تا راه خروج را بیاموزد. مقادیر زیادی غذا مصرف می شود، ساعتها صرف خواب در رخت خواب می شود، ثروتهای کسب شده و مورد بهره‌مندی قرار گرفته به هدر رفتنی عظیم منتهی می شود، اگر که هدف زندگی مورد بی‌توجهی قرار برد.
Now we'll read question and answer 47 from Most Precious. Question. Tell us how to let go. Answer. Inquire into the truth. To let go is to not desire. To not desire is to have a calm mind. A calm mind sits in peace. Peace is who we really are. How to let go? Dwell on oneness. Get familiar with it, accept it, realize the truth of it, and at last be convinced by it. This takes time and patience like any other task. Familiarize yourself with the inner life. Let yourself learn that, in fact, it is free, that you are always free. In freedom, your joy is.
حال 47. به ما بگویید چگونه رها شویم و رها کنیم. حقیقت را در درون کاوش کنید. رهایی بی‌نیازی است. بی‌نیازی آرامش در افکار است. ذهن آرام صلح و صفا است. صلح و صفا همان خود است. حال سوال می‌کنید چگونه می‌توان رها شد؟ تمرکز خود را به خود دهید. خودی که ماورای ذهن است و فقط در سکوت لمس می شود، نه آن خودی که تصویری در ذهن شماست و یا حتی نه آن خودی که از شما تصویری در ذهن دیگران است، بلکه آن خودی که تمامی است و یکتاست. در خود فرو روید و با خود آشنایی پیدا کنید. خود را بپذیرید تا اینکه حقیقت آن را درک کنید، تا در آخر حقیقت شما را قانع کند. این راه تحمل و صبر لازم دارد. خودتان را با زندگی درونی آشنا کنید. به خودتان بیاموزید که در حقیقت آزادی است. در حقیقت شما آزادید. در حضور خود شادی شما هویدا خواهد شد.
The first question is, reading both of these quotes, what do you take away from these quotes? What is something that really stands out to you?
سوال اول اینه که از هر دوی این کد چه درکی دارید؟ چیه که بیشتر از همه براتون توجهش شما رو جلب میکنه؟ بیشتر خودش رو نمایون میکنه، نشون میده تو این هر دو کد با هم؟
Something that sticks out to me is that we have to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. That's really, that really ties everything kind of together, but I still just wonder, what does it mean to get out? Like, I feel like that's something that we're learning slowly. So.
ادریان میگه برای من این قسمته که بابا میگه که باید همینطور بارها و بارها بیایم در این بیغوله، در این بیابون تا راه خروجمون رو پیدا کنیم. ولی من هنوز موندم، نمیدونم که منظور از این راه بیرون رفتن و راه پیدا کردن چیه؟ کجا قراره بریم؟ بیرون بریم چیه داستان؟
You know, my understanding Adrian is to get up, you can replace this to be awakened. Meaning that instead of being delusioned and thinking that this is the reality of who we are, with the dawn of truth, the power of this Maya, the power of this temptation and ideas lessen less and less. And there is an awakening, even though you are in this world. This is what Jesus says, and I repeat what he said over and over. You are in the world, but you know you are not of it. Of it means that you are much greater. And it is through knowledge that we get this understanding, and through the digestion of that knowledge and the solitude of the inner, is just unwind this movie into the original understanding. So in other words, we are fooled less and we're more aware. And I think the experience of life after life after life is like life and death and reincarnation. It tempts you and you become more and more ingrained into the worldly way of thinking, feeling, and being. And then it gets to the point that is enough, and then we have to go back, unroll it, and meaning dismiss it, meaning drop it. And every drop is an awakening, is an expansion. And I think we're automatically on the right track if we were a train. And it will just begin to do that. And it's really astonishing that it's our turn in this lifetime to not have to be fooled like we were before. And for that, again, we come back to know the quality of mind, the thinker, and the home, and all of that. And we are all doing that. So it's just, in other words, getting out means being awakened.
صد در جواب سوال ایلیان میگن که درک من اینه که بیداریه، یعنی اون خارج شدن و وردار جاش بیدار شدن، بیداری رو بگو بذار، یعنی به جای این تصورات غلط و این که اون حقیقتا اون چیزی که نیستیم رو فکر کنیم، با طلوع کردن خورشید حقیقت این قدرت این مایا و نادانیش کمتر و کمتر میشه. و گرچه هنوز در این دنیا هستید، ولی مثل اون چیزی که مسیح میگه و من بارها این رو گفتم، اینه که در دنیا هستید و از آن دنیا نیستید. یعنی چی؟ یعنی خیلی برتر و فراتر، بزرگتر از این دنیا هستید. و از طریق دریافت این خرد و و در خلوت درون. در واقع این فیلم کم کم به اون درک و اون درک اولیش برمیگرده. به تفسیر و زبان دیگه اگه بگیم آگاهی از زندگی، حقیقت زندگی توسط این مرگ‌ها و تولدهای دوباره که حالا تناسخ اسمش رو بذاریم بیشتر و بیشتر میشه و درک و مفهوم مفاهیمی مثل بودن و این زندگی مشخص‌تر میشه. یعنی به اینجا میرسیم که میگیم بسه دیگه، کافیه و میخوایم که برگردیم، بندازیم، رها کنیم و رها کنیم. و در این رها کردن و انداختن توسعه و گسترشه که خود به خود ما در یک مسیر قطار که رو ریل باشه در این مسیر درست هستیم. و این خودش فوق‌العاده، چیز عظیم و فوق‌العاده است که در این زندگی نوبت ما شده و این عمر و این فرصت موقع بیدار شدن ماست که دیگه مثل گذشته ها گول نخوریم و به این درک برسیم، با درک از مفهوم زندگی و حقیقت خونه. در یک کلمه میشه گفت مفهوم خارج شدن بیدار شدنه، بیداریه.
There's another point that Baba says. I'm going to just quote him for the people that know it really well. It would not be my experience or I don't remember it. But they also believe that once you realize yourself, there is no rebirth. There is no coming back and experience in life the way we have.
صد اضافه میکنن. یک نکته دیگه هم هستش که بابا میگه، البته اون این تجربه شخصی من نیست ولی مفهومش اینه که وقتی که خود رو شناختی و درک کردی حقیقتاً، در بعد از اون دیگه تولد دوباره ای نیست، دیگه به این دنیا اونجوری که از قبل بوده به اون شکل بر نمیگرده.
Does anyone else have a sharing or a question about these quotes before we get into specifics?
Several people share their understanding and experiences on Kavi's questions. Mira has recently read a quote from Saad that says, in every thought and in every emotion, when you look at it, there is nothing but silence underneath that. She refers to Nothingness article in Love and Wisdom book. Sat then asked to read the article before the meeting ends. ادهی درک و تجربه خودشون رو از سوالات کعبی بیان میکنن. میرا میگه چند وقت پیش یه متنی از صد خونده که میگن تو هر احساس و یا هر فکر یا هر چیزی اگه نگاهش بکنی تهش چیزی به جز سکوت نیست. این مقاله اسمش هیچ هست توی کتاب عشق و خرد که صد گفتن تا هنوز جلسه تموم نشده اونو بخونین و بهار میخوندش.
Everything that the mind says is a lie. Remember that. Everything that the mind says is a lie. The good and bad, the pretty and ugly, everything. Even its solution is a lie. I have been watching it very closely. Every thought that comes for years and years, and particularly in the past few weeks. It has absolutely no stability, no depth, and when you go to the depth of it, it is silence. So if you want to have a meaningful thought, it takes you to nothingness. Once we believe our mind, we have believed the universal mind. Once we have believed the universal mind, we have believed our mind. It is a chain of slavery. All of these temptations and suggestions that we are bombarded with, it even confuses me about common sense. Unless it is a dire emergency, I don't even know what common sense is. for the satisfaction of the form in the mind to keep them in check. You do things so that you can say, okay, I did something about something. Now I can leave myself alone. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that all my life, all my practices, all the wisdom whose flow I cannot control, have their source in silence, have their reality in silence. Even the so-called virus has its reality in silence. Where there is no movement, nothing. Nothing real about the movement. I have taken the thoughts, I have taken the emotions, I have taken the beliefs. I have taken the acceptance, I have taken my body. I have taken the wisdom, I have taken God. I have taken Guru, I have taken my form to the roots of it. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. There is nothing there but stillness and silence. A silence without border, an emptiness without shape and form. I have taken the reason for search, the reason for not searching. There is nothing there. I have taken the wisdom and there is nothing there. I have taken the practices and there is nothing there. There is nothing. We can't even say nothing. It goes beyond nothing. Honestly, I don't know what it is or what it is not. I have taken fear to see its root. I find nothing. Nothing means not a thing. So I don't know what it is. I have taken effort there. Everything that goes there vanishes into nothingness. It is like magic. Therefore, everything has to be that. If we have the vision for it, and everything is chaos if we don't. So is the world real or is it unreal? It is real because the base is silence. It is unreal because the base is reality. It depends on how we look at it, real and unreal.
Namaste to all of you.